through the eyes and the experience of Joseph. And today, I'm inviting you to reflect with me on some words from the Gospel reading. Matthew 1 and verse 23. Thanks, Doug, for reading it with such feeling. It says, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. God is with us. And sometimes it's good to state the obvious, isn't it? Just as a reminder to ourselves. On this fourth Sunday and final Sunday in Advent, we are getting ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus, who came to save us from the power of sin and death. And here at St. George and Young, there are some visible signs that we are getting ready for Christmas, aren't there? Yesterday, we certainly got a good feel for what Christmas is bringing this year. But generally, when we think of the birth of Jesus, our focus is on Mary. Isn't that fair to say? Mary, the virgin who was chosen to be the mother of our Lord. But there's a supporting cast, isn't there? And in today's gospel, Matthew provides some insight into the role of Joseph, who welcomed the divine child into the family of David and obediently gave him the name of Jesus, carefully following the instructions of God's messenger. We won't go into all of the details today, but if you read the beginning of the book of Matthew, the genealogy which immediately precedes today's gospel reading, at the very beginning of Matthew, you'd notice that that genealogy places Joseph as a direct descendant of David. And so Joseph brought Jesus into the house of David, not by flesh, but through obedience to the will of God. And for many today, the natural thing for us is to find out a bit about our background, our roots, as this would reveal to us something about who we are as individuals. Now, on my father's side of the family, one of my cousins decided to take that on as a task. And I won't go all the way back to 1830, the abolition of slavery, to tell you about my genealogy. On my mother's side of the family, that's still a work in progress. And this search for identity could be even more complex for people who have been adopted or people who have been displaced by war or other circumstances. However, the genealogy of Jesus goes beyond biological connections, and our genealogy as well will go far beyond biological connections. And in the case of Jesus, in the case of Joseph's genealogy, it goes to emphasize God's purpose in sending his son to save humanity. And from today's reading, we are aware that Joseph had a major problem, quite a dilemma. He found out that Mary to whom he was engaged was pregnant. And he knew that it was not his baby. So picture yourself in a situation where you're fairly convinced that your beloved or someone close to you, someone who you trusted, has been unfaithful. How would you feel? What would you do? How would you like to be in Joseph's position? Most of us wouldn't want to be in that position. What words would you use to describe Joseph at this point? Probably disbelief, probably disgust. He probably felt deceived, probably disheartened. Yeah, I would be disheartened, I would be discouraged. And for many, you might think that Joseph would have felt disrespected. So we could very well imagine the emotional turmoil, anger perhaps, frustration perhaps, uncertainty. But Joseph was a reputable person who planned to dismiss Mary quietly. He was probably a fearful man who needed reassurance about the extraordinary news. But something happened. Just as he was about to take action, he heard from God through an angel in a dream. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." My friends, my siblings in Christ, as a model for our own lives, it is important for us to look at how Joseph responded. And I want to share three thoughts with you about Joseph's response. First of all, he listened. And I guess I need to improve those skills. I'm often told at home that I'm not listening. He listened carefully to what the angel had to say. And this is important advice for each and every one of us, as messages from God come through different people and different circumstances, perhaps for spiritual direction. And I must say that our bishop was very, very clear to those of us seeking ordination that if we do not have a spiritual director, we are out. We need some form of spiritual direction. We need mentors. We need loved ones and others close to us to speak the truth to us in love. Joseph listened. I trust that we'll follow that example. Secondly, Joseph placed his trust in God's plan. And this is often difficult, as we sometimes see no way out of difficult circumstances. Or we might think there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Many of us going through difficult situations, probably some bumps in the road. We made all of these New Year's resolutions at the beginning of January, and now it's mid-December, and we've had so many detours. But we must trust in God's plan, because a detour or a delay is not a denial. So Joseph listened, he trusted, and thirdly, he obeyed. He obeyed and he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. He was courageous. And I've heard one definition of courage which goes something like this. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is acting on the premise that there's something more important than fear. Joseph acted in faith. And such deep faith takes us to a closer relationship with Christ. Today, our journey through Advent is in the home stretch. It is the final lap before Christmas. And we now have the 2-minute warning. As we know, the final lap is the most important, the most thrilling, and the most exciting part as we anticipate getting to the finish line. But as we continue to watch and wait, we are reminded of three things that I want to share with you today. While we watch and wait, first of all, we must pray. We must pray as we wait. Let us not cease praying. Secondly, we must plan while we wait. And thirdly, we must praise God while we wait. One lesson from Joseph's transformation is the importance of waiting for God to send us the answer. And you know, that's not that easy, because we want to get going. We want to see that budget under control. We want to see our finances in line with our plans. We want to see the congregation grow. We want to see more people coming to church. We want to see ourselves have a much closer relationship with Christ. But in all of this, we pray, we plan, and we praise God as we wait for the answer. Think about this. What if Joseph had acted hastily and exposed Mary to public disgrace? Think about that. You see, Joseph was never the same again after his conversation with the messenger of God and his personal encounter with the baby Jesus. So can we be like Joseph? Just a bit. By listening to what God is revealing to us today and trusting in his plan and being fully obedient to God's will. You see, the angel told Joseph that Jesus will save his people from their sins. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Verse 21. And some people consider this to be Jesus' job description, Savior of the world. Joseph also had his job description given to him by God's messenger, the angel. And we too have a job description as Christians. For God's work is done through us, through you and through me. We are God's hands, we are God's eyes, we are God's ears. We too have a part to play in God's mission for saving humanity. But we too must be obedient as we place Jesus first in our daily living. And many of you would have heard this, but as we celebrated the joy of Advent, we place Jesus first. And you know that acronym, J-O-Y, Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. So with Jesus, and we're working with others, we find joy in Christian service. Joseph did not rely on his own judgment, on his own wisdom, on his own intelligence, on his own experience. Joseph relied on the wisdom that came through his trust and his faithfulness to the will of God. Joseph had the responsibility to act, and we too have the responsibility to act because our faith and our hope become real through our acts of love and generosity while we wait. And finally, we, you and I, could be the angel, God's messenger, as we too are invited to share God's message and to tell others about the coming of Christ as we show God's love by the way we live. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.